This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Jamie Kitman, New York editor of Automobile Magazine, has been checking in with us as he drives a $240,000 McLaren sports car from the Pacific to the Atlantic. First, it was a stop at Local Motors, a car company in Arizona that crowdsources auto design. Now it's Montgomery, Alabama, after a meeting with Denise McCluggage, the octogenarian race car driver and journalist. And Jamie, who else?
Well, we had a really good stop in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and there we met a guy named Mittler, who's creating an index, an investment index, based on the values of classic sports cars.
As the values of classic sports cars go up, that's a decent indicator of the market at large or something like that?
Yeah, it's actually, though, they've outperformed most other investments, apparently, certainly in the post-recession years. So there's a lot of different types of ways that people are trying to capitalize on them, mostly by starting funds to go out and buy them and then hold them. This is something new, and it's apparently a lot harder than he thought because he's been working on it a couple years, but we wish him the best of luck.
Oh, I see. As interest rates are near zero, maybe even vintage cars are a good investment. That's one way to look at it.
They have been a good investment. They have outperformed real estate and the stock market and things like that, which is pretty amazing.
So, James, I want you to think about something for us for when we talk at Journey's End in a couple of days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're stopping to meet these interesting people, but how come just the amazing technology, that blue McLaren, isn't all you need for the great American road trip? Would you consider that question?
Well, I have about 1,200 miles to think about it, and I'll let you know.
All right. Automobile Magazine's Jamie Kitman. Thank you very much.
Thanks.